The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bethany Clock is with us from the SPCA serving Erie County, and we've got a little buddy for you if you're looking for somebody.
Yes.
Come into your home. This one's all in 8 pounds.
Correct. So she is smaller than a cat.
How about that?
Yes. So her name is Cookie. She is almost 3 years old. So she's 2 years, 8 months. She is just the sweetest little dog. Currently, I took her picture yesterday, which you can see everywhere on our social media, on your social media, and she was shaking at first. So I went in there and gave her a few pets, and she cuddled right up with me. So this is a girl who is very, very sweet. She's very sensitive to a lot of hustle and bustle, because when people were walking by, she got a little nervous.
Well, she's only 8 pounds.
Right. She's teeny tiny. It's completely understandable. But you know what? Once you get her home, I know that she's going to be great, because it took her no time at all to warm up to me.
Well, the lap dog, the pint-sized dog, yes. It's just never for me. But people really go for that. I mean, I feel like there's people who, you don't want a bigger dog. And then there's some people who are almost exclusively looking for someone this size.
This is what I want. You are the big dog guy. Mm-hmm. I am the smaller dog gal. Yeah, absolutely. She has lived with bigger dogs. So if you have a dog, we recommend a meet and greet, though it's not necessary. You know what we should do? I should explain to everybody what she looks like. She looks like, to me, I thought she looked like a little Jack Russell something.
Yeah.
And then I showed it to Jen, who I work with, and Jen said she looks like a Chihuahua. So we decided to run it through AI, and I uploaded the picture and said, what does this dog look like? And the response was so funny. Whatever the exact DNA makeup, that scruffy face and giant ear combo is a 10 out of 10.
Ah. You know what I think it is? If you said like a scruffier Jack Russell Terrier, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, with Yoda's ears.
Yes.
Oh.
I did bring up Yoda to Jen yesterday. Absolutely.
I think that that would put it down.
Yeah. Wire hair. She's just adorable. She looks like the dog from Frasier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mixed with Yoda. Like a crossover event that they put on primetime TV.
A crossover event. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Well, I was thinking you must have a good history on her, because you know that she's 2 years and 8 months.
Yes.
Right?
And of course, right now, I cannot remember why she was originally surrendered, but it doesn't matter.
Those things happen.
Yeah, they happen. Exactly. And you could take her home and do an if the fur fits too. See how she gets along with the other dogs. We think she gets along well with kids, no problem, because she's just a gentle little soul. And if it doesn't work out, you can bring her back to us. No guilt, no problem.
Ooh.
Well, hey, there you go. Cookie, you could check out at the SPCA, of course, I'm sure. Somebody out there is ready to give Cookie a new home. What else is happening at the SPCA?
What isn't happening right now? Oh, we have a need for foster parents, especially for dogs. So if you've ever thought about fostering, right now would really be helpful. It's also kitten season, so we have a ton of kittens needing foster care. So foster care next week, Friday, we have a vaccination clinic for dogs.
Oh, those are so popular.
Correct. It's from 10 to 1 at Buffalo Academy of Science Charter School. So if you're interested, all that information is on our website. And I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone who donated to the SPCA through Give716 yesterday.
Oh, good.
We raised more than $16,000.
Hey.
Awesome.
So it's going to go to help all of the animals, whether it's wildlife or domestic pets.
All right.
How about that?
And, you know, you mentioned the fostering. You know, for anyone who's new to that term, it's... Mm-hmm. Everything's paid for. You pay for nothing.
Correct. All you need is a room and some love, I'm telling you. So currently I have two foster kittens. Both were hit by cars, separate cars. So they're medical fosters. But there are fosters with moms and babies. There's just babies. Or just some like little young kittens who need time, and puppies. They need time to gain weight before they can be spayed or neutered.
And you can pick... Yes. The foster. You're not just assigned one randomly.
Correct. Yeah. You want to pick the one that fits your lifestyle the best. So once you fill out the form to become a foster parent, that's right on your SPCA.org, you start getting emails and it says, this is who we have available for foster care. And you call foster care and say, hey, I'm interested in Andy the cat.
Okay.
And then you can, yeah, it's really fun.
These cats hit by cars. How's that going?
Well, one of my cats, his leg had to be amputated and 2 days ago. So his leg was amputated a couple weeks ago, and his eye had to come out too.
Ah. Oh,
yeah.
But he's going to be okay?
Yes.
Otherwise?
He's great. I would love to keep him, but I can't become somebody who has too many cats.
Sounds like a pirate.
He is a pirate.
Yeah. Hey, how about the smoke this week and everybody's pets? I mean, it's affecting the pets.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
The last couple of days, we've limited how long the dogs could be outside for. Just a quick bathroom break in and out and back inside. It's just the smart thing to do.
Yeah. That's what we've been doing.
And yeah.
So I just wondered if you had any other, I don't know, side notes about it, but.
Well, I would also say the heat, of course, when it's hot out, you don't have to walk your dog like you would normally do. I think the heat is going to be the big thing because now the smoke is clearing out, right?
Yeah, and next week looks like a great week.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
So 70s. We haven't had too many of those, you know, aside from those few. We haven't had too many of those, like, super hot days where everyone wants to stay outside.
Thank goodness.
I do feel like I notice it. My one dog is, or maybe she just knows that, like, she's realized that I'm going to drag her in anyway, but she used to love, like, to sunbathe out on the back deck. Doesn't matter how hot it, like, she loved the warmth. Like, that's her favorite thing.
Yeah.
A little easier to get her inside this year than it had been in the past. I don't know if that's her just catching on, like, I'm not going to win this fight.
Yeah.
Or if she's, like, just gotten sick of it like I do.
She's getting a little older, a little wiser.
Maybe that's it.
Well, that's kind of like mine. He loves to be out all winter long and in the summer, too. But the summer, the heat gets to him, and he's right at the
door. He's got so much fur.
Yeah, he's at the door, like, let me in.
We got the opposites going on there. Well, hey, check out Cookie. Cookie, I can't imagine Cookie
staying there very long.
Neither can I. She's so sweet and so cute.
I mean, white and tan.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just adorable.
Oh, she's beyond.
The TV companion, the reading companion, whatever it is that you do, Cookie is ready to be by your side. Check her out at your SPCA, at WBEN, all online. The photos are up there. And, of course, head out to the SPCA, see her in person.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.